As I slide onto the little brown stool, she stops moving suddenly, her breath quickening. She is still for a moment, her shrouded face tilting up to the ceiling. Then a moment later, she seems to visibly relax. Is reading my fortune causing her discomfort? What does that mean? Is my energy strong? Am I vibrating? I look down at my trembling hands. Sit, she says, even more sharply. I'm sitting, I say, as she finally breathes out and moves towards the table. Are you okay? Full profile, you said. Pass me your hand. I reach across and lay my hand in hers, palm facing up. Her fingers are clammy and warm. Are you ready? I feel almost giddy with excitement. Oh, yes, I say as I straighten myself up. I should tell you, I'm kind of an amateur astrology enthusiast. I'm a Sagittarius, by the way. Aquarius rising. I cannot believe I stumbled upon this place. It feels like I was meant to be here. Maybe after this, the road ahead will no longer be an endless, nerve-wracking mystery, but rather a future to be moved towards. A future I can believe in. Oh, my heart sighs. The quiet peace in that. There is a moment of silence before she turns her head down to inspect my palm. What is your name? Mara. And where are you from, Mara? England, I say brightly. And then, technically I'm from a small town just north of Newcastle on the Scottish border, but I'd need to get out a map. Well, Mara, she interrupts. This is your lifeline. There is very long line here. Long and unbroken. Very general. Nothing of note. Some signs of trauma here, but since then, very plain and unremarkable. I hold my tongue. Plain and unremarkable. I already know that. I tried and failed to stand out from the crowd, so I found it safer to stay in the shadows.